Ready, Nadja? My stomach rolls, and I stare at the gently swelling waves of the turquoise ocean. I'm clipped into the back seat of the flight wing, a pedal-powered flying machine that can hover or rise and fall like a hummingbird, baking in the hot sun with the wind whistling in my ears. In front of me, Tamban, the kid who keeps the cloud ship Orion fixed up, is squeezed next to Pepper Pot, our fireminder. And we're fishing in dangerous waters. My name's Nadja Skylung, and I keep the Orion afloat, pretty much all by myself now. I tend the garden that keeps her cloud balloon inflated, and without the balloon, the ship wouldn't fly. Everything okay back there? Pep asks while she works the flight wing's elevation pedals. What she really means is, are you okay back there? I don't like the flight wing much anymore. I got hurt on it last month, and riding in it makes me nervous. But our newest crew member, Aaron, asked me to come fishing with the others today. He had a bad feeling about the water and wanted me to make sure they'd be all right. Yeah, I say, balancing a silver cage on my lap. Just getting the bait ready. I smear honey on some stale crackers between the bars. The water seems fine to me, shining in the sunlight, moving gently. The day's as gorgeous as a postcard portrait, and the Orion's about 400 feet above us, hanging in the sky like an eagle watching her chicks learn to fly. Pep turns around. A cloud of fire orange curls floats around her head, sailing every which way in the downdraft from the flight wing's main propeller. Her face, which is usually pretty pale, is a little sunburned from spending too much time outside yesterday, just like mine. Next to her, Tam frowns at the flight wing's controls. He's sunburned too, although you can't really see it on him because his skin's darker than ours. Both Pepper and Tam have on big tinted goggles to keep them from getting blinded by the sun and crashing us into the water or the Orion or something. I wish I had a pair, but there's only two of them on the ship. The wind shoves the flight wing around, and my mind races like a frightened rabbit, wondering if Tam's about to lose control or if a strut will snap and dump me into the ocean. I used to be able to handle a little wind, no problem, but I get scared easy these days. I hate it. I'd give anything to get my nerve back. Pep holds the cage steady while I finish the bait, which I appreciate. Last month we had a run-in with some real nasty pirates, and I got shot in the shoulder and the leg. My shoulder's healing up okay, but it still clicks when I rotate it, and it's sore as heck, so working with it's hard. My leg's another story. After I got shot, Nick had to cut off my left leg below the knee to keep an infection in my calf wound from spreading upward. Sometimes I wish he hadn't, and I'd taken my chances with the infection. Sometimes I think my life's ruined, and I feel like locking my door and never going outside again. But most days, I'm glad he did what he did, because if the infection had gotten worse, I might have died. I can flex my knee and move around pretty good now, and I don't even have a bandage anymore. I'm getting used to my stump, too, which Nick calls my residual limb and I call the Mighty Lady. It's new and strange, but nobody on the crew has anything like it, and I like my scar, which kinda looks like a smile if I flex my muscles a certain way, and kinda looks like a frown if I flex them the other.
"Any day now, Nadja," Tam shouts.
The flight wing bounces. Pep faces forward and bites her lip, concentrating. The wind's getting strong. It must be hard keeping us steady. Gingerly, I slide across the seat and push the bait cage to the edge of the flight wing. The honey crackers hang on hooks inside it, and there's a one-way gate at the front so fish can swim in and get the bait, but can't swim out again. Tam and Pepper built it to help us catch fish for the baby leviathan we're delivering, using spare parts for the engines and some kitchen utensils. The flight wing bobs and sways as I move. Partly that's the breeze, but partly it's my fault. The flight wing's just two aluminum skids on legs welded to an aluminum rowboat with a tail and a couple rotors and seats. It's really lightweight, which helps it fly, but it's also easy to push around.